Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go get him.
Talking about anything illegal or anything like that, but it's just certain things that you would rather keep between you and somebody else. Certain things that you would just rather keep private. Certain things that you would just rather be kept on a or in a personal nature. And it's hard to do that nowadays, especially when you're talking about people who are young people. So your kids, the children of your children, you really have to worry about them putting everything on social media, everything out there in cyberspace, everything out there for the world wide web to see. And from it's everything from fights to other violent crimes to murder. Not only that, but you know, we already know about the sexual activity that gets put out there. Sometimes people say that it was just a mistake that it got put out there, but we know better. We know better because you can keep everything off of the internet by not pushing buttons, and you can put anything on the internet just from the push of a button, knowing when to push the button and where to push it and at what time. And so many of us are getting so good at exposing everything that we do. Some people protect it. Some people think that putting it out there on the internet keeps certain people honest. And I can understand certain situations that they may be speaking of. For example, at work, you know, on our jobs, there may be incidences of people being treated unfairly, treated unequally, being abused, you know, put in unsafe situations at work. So I can understand why you would call attention to business practices that are unscrupulous and unsafe. I can understand that. What I don't understand is certain things like, all right, these things may not be put on the internet, but they may be influenced by the internet. Why would anybody discuss details about their check? You know, I'm a firm believer that whatever I get paid is my business. Whatever numbers are on that check, that's my business. And you'd be hard-pressed to get me to show anybody my check. You know how, you know, sometimes if you want certain things, let's say if you want some type of assistance program to help you. LIHEAP is a popular one in the city of Philadelphia. And LIHEAP, I'm not even sure if that's just a Philadelphia thing, but, you know, we put it out there. LIHEAP. So I think LIHEAP stands for Low Income Help Something Assistance Program. I don't know what the E is. Low Income. Hold on, because we can find out. What does LIHEAP stand for?
According to the Administration for Children and Families, HHS.gov, Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program.
Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. So one of the qualifications that you need in order to get a program, to enter a program like that, and the program is used so you won't have high water bills, heating bills, basically your utility bills in your home, you know, or apartment or whatever. If you have really, really high bills and you don't make a lot of money, they can help you to either get your bills reduced to where you can afford to pay them, or they can give you money, whatever. It's an assistance program. So one of the qualifications that you have to one of the criteria for being able to have that program help you is you have to show them your check stub. You got to show them your check stub. Now, in my day, people would be like, well, I got to show you that. Who's going to see this? But at least back in the day when we didn't have the internet, you didn't have to worry about everybody in the whole world knowing how much money you made. Now, all you need is one irresponsible person that works at one of those places. You know, especially in a local area where a lot of people know a lot of people. And you never know who knows anybody until the internet comes up. You know, you find yourself in groups and you find a bunch of people that you know in groups. You befriend people on the internet, on social media, and you find out that they know other people that you may know or just be friends with on social media. You know, the world gets smaller and smaller and smaller on the internet, and it also gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's a weird phenomenon. It gets bigger and bigger as far as when you're trying to actually reach people, it seems like a really, really big place. But when you're in trouble, it seems like a really, really small place. Or when you're trying to creep through or be on the low or move in silence or privacy, yeah, it becomes a really, really small place. So, you know, I have been at work and I work as a manager, and I've had people come to me and ask about their pay and things like that. And instead of, you know, coming into the office or pulling me to the side, like, listen, you know, I'm having a problem with my check. You know, I work these hours. I should have been paid more. I got some questions. Something, you know, something is wrong. No, they'll do it right out in front of everybody. My check was messed up, and I want to know what's going on. I'm like, and I really blame the internet for that. I do. I blame the internet because they figure if I'm being unjustifiably targeted, unfairly treated, or something like that, I want everybody to know. That way, That way they won't be trying this with other individuals who may be being targeted. First of all, ain't nobody targeting you. People's checks get messed up all the time. Young people, old people, rich people, poor people. Sometimes the money gets overlooked. It's human error sometimes. Sometimes it's all your fault. Sometimes you didn't clock in properly or you think you worked some days that you didn't. Today is MLK Day, for example. So, you know, in order to be paid for a holiday that you have off, you have to work the day before the holiday and the day after the holiday. That gets explained to everybody. Do you know how many people think that they can get around that? You know how many people don't seem to understand that concept? And instead of their check being 40 hours for a full work week, it ends up being 32 hours, and they're like, why? Because you did not come to work the day before or after the holiday. Yeah, but I got paid on the holiday. I got paid for the holiday. No, you didn't. You didn't get paid for the holiday. Or I worked 6 days this week, and I didn't get any overtime. I'm like, all right, well, let's go look at your hours. Yep, it looks like you got, I'm paid 48 hours straight pay. Yeah, why? I should have had 8 hours overtime. Like, because this week was a holiday. So, in order for you to get overtime, you have to work a physical 40 hours, and then everything over that is overtime. The holiday that you didn't come to work is not considered a physical day. That's holiday pay. So, in order for you to get overtime, you would have had to have worked physically 40 hours and then, in your example, an extra day would have given you 8 hours overtime. So you would have had to have worked on the holiday in order for you to have gotten a full work week and overtime. I don't think that's right. And it's just a crazy situation. It really is. So everybody wants to put, I ain't going to say everybody. Certain people want to put everything out there. Everything out there. I broke up with my boyfriend going on the internet. Broke up with my girl going on the internet. My kids flunked the third grade going on the internet. They just scored a touchdown on the internet. That's a good thing that it went on the internet. Everybody knows how proud you are. But then when you want to hide, you're going too far. Now you're telling people to mind their own business. You putting your business right out there. And nobody going to keep your business for you if you don't keep it for yourself. You're a stupid one. Stop sharing. Share, share, share. So what y'all talking about, man? I mean, what do y'all think? What do y'all think? Is it just me? Am I just the only one bitching, belly aching and complaining about how everything gets put on the internet? Maybe there are people who feel like I put out too much of my own shit. Trust me. Most of the stuff I post, it ain't really my shit. You know what I'm saying? I present it as such because I understand how this thing works. It's a platform. But I'd be like, yeah, you keep believing that if you want. If something really pertains to me, I will put in the word I. If it don't say I, then it ain't me. And if it says I, you can best believe we only going but so far. We only going but so far. You know? So, but it seems like the energy of today for a certain age frame. Now, I don't think that I'm going to go out on a limb here, and please excuse me, and y'all feel free to dispute this or challenge this if necessary. But I don't think that it's the 70s babies and before that have this problem putting everything out there. But when you start talking about the 70s, you have people who were born in the beginning of the 70s, like me, and then you have the people that were born in the late 70s that kind of identify a little bit more with the 80s babies. They ain't knocking on the door of 50 yet. Not enough. You know, you don't really start feeling 50 years old until you get over 45. So I'm going to say that people born in 75 and before, we don't want all our shit on the internet. But, of course, there are going to be some incidences of us too. But everything on the internet, we just didn't come up in that era. We didn't. We didn't come up in that era where everything got put out there on Front Street. We just didn't do that. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to be a part of that. You know, we don't want to be a part of that. A lot of the younger generation now, you know, when you start talking about the millennials and Generation Z, they figure everything goes on the internet. The only time it doesn't go on the internet is exactly when it's happening. But unless you get in an argument or something like that, it's going on the internet. I'm putting you out on blast. It's going on the internet. Yes, it's going on the internet. I'm telling. I'm exposing you. You'll be exposed. So, what do y'all think? What do y'all think? Stacey White says, I don't put anything on the internet. It's none of their business. It's not. And I commend you for that. The crazy thing about it is these same people who are putting all of their business out on the internet don't seem to know that that's what they're doing, because then they get pissed off when other people start treating them like they really know them. Then they want to tell them, you know, mind their own business. Why are they worrying about their life? Why don't they do something with their lives? And, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, like, listen, you already told them everything that they need to know to make any type of assessment, prediction, or form any type of opinion about you. Then you want to get mad because they're basically repeating what you said. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. She says, my favorite is, you don't know me. You know what? You don't know me. That reminds me of that show. You know, Maury doesn't come on anymore. They got rid of Maury. So y'all got to get your DNA test from another show now. But when Maury was in his heyday, when they would have the bad kids on there, the out of control teens, that's the first thing they would say. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. People who are in trouble for the dumb shit that they have done always want to run to you don't know me. You don't know me. Am I lying? You don't know me. Well, you sure are giving me a blueprint. You're giving me a profile. Not just the profile information that you share with everybody on your pages, but you're giving me a profile into the way you think, into the way you feel. And once you know how a person thinks and the way that a person feels, I don't know what else you need to know about them in order to say that you know them. Is there some other secret thing about them? I mean, people are putting, you know, shout out to all of these twerking ass chicks out there. And the everyday selfie people, peace to y'all. Selfies every day. Selfies every single day. People need to see your likeness every single day. I mean, honestly, when you think about what that's like, like what's that saying to people? I mean, it's really letting them know that you have an attention seeking mechanism in you that really doesn't seem to turn off. But you want to get pissed off when people call you on it. Now, I mean, you may say that it's just a selfie. It's harmless. And what's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with loving yourself? Because that's what people who post selfies all the time say. What's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with loving yourself? What's wrong with, you know, appreciating the way that you look and the way that you feel? That's what they say. Do y'all agree? I don't agree. To me, it looks like you need people to tell you how great you look and how wonderful you are every single day. And it kind of lets people know how to deal with you, especially in a negative way. Like they know exactly where to go with you if you ever piss them off. So if I know that you need validation about your looks every day, what's the easiest way to get to you when you start acting out of pocket? Harp on the fact that you ain't that cute and that you need attention. Because nobody, not just the people who are attention seeking, nobody wants to hear that about themselves. Nobody likes to hear that they are attention seeking. You will never tell somebody that, like you just like attention. You just want, you just doing that for attention. I've never heard that said to a person and it went over well or was ignored or it was looked at as a soft blow. Never. It was like, well, who you think you are? I've seen people get into fights because of that. Who you think you talking to? Ain't nobody looking for no validation. Ain't nobody looking for no attention. And deep down inside, they know because you got them in the gut. They gave you the blueprint because they're oversaturating themselves with their likeness. I mean, this ain't hard. This ain't hard. The more you expose yourself, you expose your weaknesses to your enemies. So it amazes me how people, you know, put all their business on the internet and then get mad at the person that exposes the fact that they're doing that. Like you gonna put a book out there and then you get mad when people read it? Well, this energy of social media and of putting everything out there on the World Wide Web is spilling over into our private lives. It's spilling over into our business lives. It's spilling over into our personal lives to the point where you almost have to ask yourself, which is the real reality? Is social media the real reality or is your personal life the real reality? It's not, the lines aren't as clearly drawn now as they were before. It's funny because, you know, when I hear people who really have a lot of contempt for all of this internet activity, when I hear them complain like that ain't real life, blah, 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 blah. And I have to check them sometimes like, you know, this is kind of like what real life is. And the reason I say this is kind of like what real life is or where it's going is because this is not turning around, y'all. There's no reversing this. This social media thing is going to go on forever. This is the way the world is going to be. We will never know a time when we can't see a person who isn't there. 40 years ago, we couldn't take a phone and put it on video chat and see a person that we wanted to see. We couldn't do that. Now that's the way the world is, and we will never know what it's like to not be able to do this. So the reality of our existence has changed. It has changed drastically. And we kind of have to step up to the plate and get with the program of what that is. We have to change our definition of what reality is. Because are going to be more limited spaces of where we can get away from that. So we kind of have to create private spaces now. Our private spaces are going to be more public than they were before. Does that make any sense to y'all? I know y'all don't like it, but does it make any sense? I don't like it. And it kind of doesn't make sense in that, you know how we say, something don't make sense when we don't like it. But it makes sense because of the logic of the reality of it. It doesn't make sense in the reality that it shouldn't be that way. But that's where we're going. So this is, you know, what we're going to be mad about now is going to kind of have these ingredients in it. This is the way of life that we're going to have to adapt to. And and we're having some serious growing pains in this area. Would y'all agree? You know, this ain't easy. This ain't easy at all. Let me see. Emily Dunlap in the house. She says, the crap I put on social media is not true facts. And I have people inboxing me asking questions. Apparently, those are not the people who really know me. Well, see, what you just said, Emily, is exactly what I was just trying to explain. That is their reality. They don't believe that what you put up there or put out there is just an idea, is just a fantasy, is just a joke, is just for laughs. They don't understand that. They figure they're here for a specific thing, so you must be here for that specific thing also. After all, they can see you, right? They're on your friends list, right? Y'all in the same groups, right? Mm-hmm. So everything is going on the internet. Now, in a minute, we're going to start talking about these criminals who put their stuff out on the internet. Even if they don't put their videos and, you know, when they don't put video evidence of what they did out there on the internet, they're talking about the crimes that they did. And, you know, I was just having a conversation today, and I was talking about the internet. I was like, you know, here's the thing about the internet that we're going to have to accept. And this is going to be the hardest thing that we need to accept or that we have to accept. Easy as hell to put yourself on the internet. It is almost impossible to take yourself off of the internet. Almost impossible. Let me explain to y'all what I mean. You put up pictures on the internet. You put up thoughts on the internet. You put up memes on the internet. You put up videos on the internet. Just your participation of your page, or even if we're not talking about social media, you could just go to websites and stuff like that. You have to sign in somewhere. Somewhere you had to sign in. On the internet, it stays there forever. It's there forever. It's in somebody's database. Somebody took a screenshot of it. Somebody saved your image or whatever you said or did or whatever. Once you get on the World Wide Web, you can't get off of it. It's permanent. With knowledge of how much of a fact that is, it should encourage you to watch the things that you, because they won't go away. And somebody is going to remind you of what you did. Think about the people on your friends list who died. I have so many people on my friends list. Listen, I had 5,000 friends at the beginning of 2022. I'm down to like 4,800. I think my last count was about 4,830. Those 200 are a mix of people who have unfriended me, people who I've unfriended or blocked or whatever, but a lot of them are people who are not using the internet anymore. They are, those pages aren't there. Like, you know, when I do those birthday shout-outs, before, I would just, you know, shout out everybody there. Now I go and check. I go and check to see how active they have been. So by the time I do the birthday shout out on this show, that's the final count. A lot of those people have died. You know, COVID took a lot of people off of my friends list. It's crazy. And, you know, other people have died from other things, you know, but, and some people are just active. Some people, you know, some people probably couldn't remember their passwords and things like that and made other pages, but they're not on that page anymore. But guess what? Their page is there. And until they take their page off, it will be there for infinity. For however long the internet lasts, they will be there. You're pretty much immortalized. How about that? Now, you think about life before all of that. Think about, you know how people post their little class pictures from when they was in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade? Now, you look at those pictures at the ages that we are now, you know, 35 and up. That's our demographic. Look at those. So we see those, we go through our grade school pictures, elementary school class pictures, and you can't find a lot of those people. A lot of those people you don't remember. Like, what was his name? Anybody remember her? Whatever happened to him? Whatever happened to her? Is the teacher still alive? Does anybody know? That kind of thing. We had to do it. We had to do it by memory before. Now, once you go up on that social media, once you put something on in cyberspace, it's there forever. Sometimes you will go through the process of trying to remove yourself on the internet. Good luck with that. Good luck. Man, something that you might have posted or website that you visited back in 2001 will pop up. And guess what? Now you're back. You're back on the internet. One Google search, and you are back. So it's important for us to be careful about how we conduct ourselves and the activity that we participate in on the internet. But these younger cats don't seem to understand that. They don't seem to get it at all. They think that, yeah, it should be there. And even if it is there, that's still my business. Well, that's the thing about business. It's never truly all ours now, is it? That's the thing about business. It's not all yours. It's not all mine. It's not all ours. We all have to share business. We all have to share our business. Some people are sharing a little bit too much. And that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Em Isn't Show. That's what we're talking about. Okay. Now, Stacey White. Wait, Emily says, I tell people they will never know me by my Facebook page. I can dig it. You still won't be able, you'll never be able to tell them, to convince them that they don't know you that way, though. They'd be like, as long as she posting, I know her. bunch of internet psychics and mind readers. Stacey White says, my selfies is for my family to see. I was doing because we're far apart. Oh, I was doing them because we are far apart, and the internet was the closest thing. They want to see how I'm doing. Yeah. Yeah, very innocent. Very innocent. But your innocent actions can be misinterpreted as whatever. You know what I'm saying? Carol Chamberlain says, G-Mom, that's grandmom, always said, never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Sheesh. Yeah. And she also says, nope, you always have to be mindful of what you post on social media, man. Like I said, it's there forever. There are people on my friends list that are immortalized. They have passed. I'd be like, damn, he's gone, she's gone. So, plenty of people that used to support this show and this movement, gone. Gone. See, White says, I learned the hard way. Whew. Them ways can be harder and harder. Emily says, social media is entertainment, just like TV. And just like TV, you have to know the real from the fake. Just don't make assumptions. Here's the problem. TV is scripted. It's scripted, and there's money involved. So it's a known fact, or it should be understood, that TV is just for the money. On social media, most people out here doing this thing, they ain't making money. There are only a handful of people making money on the internet. Most of us ain't even trying to make no money on the internet. So you got a bunch of real people. See, it's hard for me to accept that something isn't reality when there are real people doing it with real intentions. Think about how many people you see belly aching, complaining, crying, and really suffering from depression right there on the internet, right for all to see. You know how many videos I've seen people crying, complaining about somebody they broke up with, their baby mom, you know, their baby dad, male and female. Real pain. That's when it starts to be real to me, like, damn. That person might be a little emotionally unstable or whatever, but their emotional instability or their mental instability is a real thing. And they're on the internet looking for help, looking for help. A few years ago, a few years ago now, this is 2020. A good friend of mine, I told y'all about this before. A good friend of mine, her name was Miss PG. Mrs. PG, because her husband. Well, anyway, they were rappers, and they were doing a lot of stuff with other rappers, up-and-coming rappers in Milwaukee. To make a long story short, Mrs. PG was very active on social media, very active on the internet, and she started suffering from really, really deep depression, and she committed suicide. Now, these was my people. When I would go up to Milwaukee, I would go visit them, kick it with them. I've known them since 2009. The last time I've been to Milwaukee was 2014. I didn't realize it's been almost 10 years. But yeah, the last time I've been was 2014. So I went to see them every time, you know, I came up. We would just kick it. And then she's gone. Just before she did it to herself, she went on social media. She didn't say what she was going to do. She didn't put it out there like that, but she kind of put her feelings about life out there. And now she's gone. So not only is her image forever encrypted on the internet, but the energy that she put out there will forever be there. And now the news of her passing and the way that it happened is there. Thank God she didn't do anything crazy like kill herself on the internet. You know, she wasn't. But she suffered from depression. And it's a funny thing because I never would have thought somebody like her would be suffering from depression. You never know. You never know what's going on with people. But people put all of their stuff on the internet. Listen, I better get into this part about these criminals putting their shit out there. You know, the things that I look at on the internet is colorful. The one thing I don't do on the internet that a lot of people do is I don't look at porn. I don't look at porn on the internet. Shout out to people who do look at porn. But I remember when porn first started to be available on the internet, that thing was messing up servers and they were sending all kinds of viruses and all of that kind of stuff. So I was like, nah. If I wanna watch butt naked booty women and raw naked nasty sex, I pop in the DVD. The DVD is still safe and it ain't on the internet. Just make sure you take out the DVD before the kids, you know, watch their favorite movie. Like, what's that? Oh God. People put their crimes. No, oh, what I was trying to go into was that I listen to a lot of battle rap music, and that has taken me to another form of music called drill music. Now, drill music it came out of Chicago, from what I understand, and drill music is when, like, gangs, when they kill each other, hurt each other, commit crimes against each other, and they make, you know, they go ahead and really do this shit, and then they come and make records about it. So there's no respect for other gangs, you know, fallen soldiers. So basically, it would be like, if y'all were my gang, you, Carol, Emily, Stacy, T. Carrie Wright, and Cheryl, y'all my crew. Somebody come and smoke one of y'all. And they make a record about it, like, yeah, I caught Cheryl the Pearl. Yeah, you know that girl, the girl is no more. I killed that whore. I ran up on her. She tried to run, and I gave her two, and the titties in the bun. And now family got a weed. A family got a weed. But forever, Cheryl will be sleep. Yeah, I did that shit. I took that shit. I made sure that we just that shit. They make records about it, make videos about it. So they make videos. And they'll cover their face. Sometimes they don't always cover their face. Matter of fact, most of the time they don't cover their face unless they are the actual shooter. If you're the actual shooter, a lot of times you'll cover your face most of the time. But those, the actual shooters aren't the ones that are making the records. So it's somebody else in the crew that's making the records. He's a rapper. A lot of times the music is straight trash. The music is straight trash. Sometimes I ain't gonna lie. Like, sometimes the records are okay. But they're talking about actual shit. Like, when they talk about somebody being dead, they're dead. And there's no respect. There's no respect. There's no sympathy. There's no soft feelings. Nothing. Nothing. And you know, of course, the cops are using these videos to round up suspects, to make arrests, to get convictions, and it's easy. Why? Because they put that shit right on out there. But besides the criminal element, you got to think that there are people, there are families affected by this shit. Can you imagine your wayward youth or somebody who got an innocent bystander or whatever, somebody who the bullet wasn't intended for, you know, getting killed. Your family has lost maybe a son, a nephew, a cousin, a brother, a father, and somebody making a song about it. Yeah, I saw his ass and I had to cap his ass. I bet he won't do that shit no more. We got at that ass. We got him and two of his friends, and they'll never do that shit again. They life end. I had to take it to them. I made sure that I got all of them, and I wouldn't have to brawl with them. They knew I had the shotty on me. I made sure that they met God. You see you later. I am on this other shit. Yeah, it's... Drill music. Drill music. If you Google drill music, or if you go on YouTube and you look up drill music, like the Philly drill scene, you like Carol, T. Carrie Wright, Cheryl, y'all know what the murder rate is like here, and the crime rate, the overall crime rate. When you watch some of these drill music videos, or hear some of these songs, you'd be like, what in the hell is going on here? Remember the first time you heard the song Straight Outta Compton? Straight Outta Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. Well, from a group called Niggas With Attitude. When I'm called off, I get the sawed off, get the pistol and bodies all hauled off. You, remember, they was, you knew they wasn't telling the truth. This shit is the actual truth of crimes that have happened. They say somebody got shot, they got shot. When they say somebody got paralyzed, they got paralyzed. And they say somebody got killed, they got killed. And they're illustrating the whole crime right there in the song. I was having a talk. I was having a talk today with a good brother, and he was saying, first of all, he was saying how these cats, me and him were in agreement, how these cats just feel like they everything has to go on the internet. They have to put everything on blast. There is no down low, because he's around my age, and we just be like, man, this shit is just too much. How is it that everything that they do has to be put on blast like that? And it seems to be getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And he showed me a video. He showed me a video of a recent mass murder. And I say it was a mass murder. People in this city might know what I'm talking about. But like five people got shot, four people got killed. And the whole thing is on video. Now, I had heard about it, but evidently there's a video out about it. I was like, what the fuck? It's crazy. And I'm just going to leave that at that. But I was thinking, like, that was the thing that inspired this show. I said, you know, this is too much. It really is. It's too much. Whether it's surveillance cameras, whether it's somebody else filming it with their phone, whatever the case may be, the direction that we're going in should make us more and more careful about what we put out there, because it can get put out there without us physically putting it out there ourselves. Somebody else will do it for us. So we have to watch our step. But has watching our step gone by the wayside? Will our children and our grandchildren never know anything about keeping anything private? Will they just have to do it because they mean it, say it because they feel it? Is that what we are doing now? Is that where we are with it? T.K. Wright says, I tried that and my info resurfaced like a monster in a horror movie. Yep, that shit will Jason and Michael you to death. Bling, 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 bling. You know how that Michael Myers music go, the Halloween music. Bling, 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 bling. Jason music. Emily says, Facebook was out 6 years before I became part of it. And it really is getting tiring now. I'm going to keep it because of family and friends that's not close. I could dig it. Thank you. Carol says, I share a lot in this group because I feel it won't be told anywhere else. I trust you guys. Yeah, you know what to tell and what not to, though. Because you know it's more than just us looking at this shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit is forever. And it's crazy because we thinking if you delete a comment or something like that, then it's gone. No. Somebody can find it somewhere. Somewhere. Like, you ever write an inappropriate text to somebody? You ever send a text to somebody that you didn't mean to send it to? And you can't get that text back. Unless you use one of those text apps like Messenger or whatever, where they'll let you erase or take back a text that you sent. But on your regular cell phone text app, you send that shit, it's gone. You can delete it. But the other person got that shit. You'll address that when you go to court. You know how it go. Okay. Emily says, I'm petty, so I'll post just to get people in their feelings. Mm-hmm. It's going to work. You just got to watch out. You might be in your feelings, too. Later on, Stacey White says, depression is something else. If I'm down, I always talk to my family and friends. That's good. TK Wright says, oh, I've seen this. Yeah. I didn't realize that this is a genre. Oh, yeah, the drill. Mm-hmm. Stacey White says, they allow the devil to use them. Carol says, how many times do people get arrested or unlived because of violent videos that criminals post? They just don't learn. They don't. You'd be like, somebody's snitching. You know what I mean? Such and such is a rat. Yeah, you. You cheese-eating, plastic-chewing, you know what I mean, close to the wall traveling ass. Long tail having, big-eared mother, you big tooth rat. You a rat. You a rat on yourself. You put your whole self out there and then ask why people talking about it. You smile for the camera and you wonder how the picture got out. A self rat. That has to be the worst rat. You a self rat. You know what I mean? You out there dancing with no clothes on, asking what everybody looking at. Mind your business. And I'm dead serious. People be, yo, it's crazy. Carol Jamie says, sadly, Philly has gone straight to hell in gasoline draws. Yep. And you know, gasoline draws are pretty expensive, especially if it's premium. I need 86 leaded draws. Stacey White says, my friends and my family is privacy to me. It should be. Thank you, Emily, for blessing me. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, TKA Wright. Thank you all. Thank you all. Emily says, you got two more sneezes before I give you the test. I know, right? I'm wondering where the other two are. You know what I mean? They've been consistent all my life. Something is wrong, Carol says. Like pictures of them holding guns and money and later arrested, but you told me, I can't, I swear. Studi's birthday shout out. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. January 16th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-B-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-R-A-L. S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-R-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Amira Michelle. Happy birthday to you. And Tatiana Garcia, turning 37 years old today. Is Cheryl Renee, happy birthday to you. And Narita Yvette, happy birthday to you. And John Nix, happy birthday to you, brother. And Devin Williams, happy birthday to you. And Grindel Smith, happy birthday to you. And Petey Crack, not the rapper Petey Crack, but this Petey Crack, happy birthday to you, Petey. And also Kelly Brown, Brown, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man, go get it all the way back to the 2009. Met this brother on Blog Talk Radio, my man Kareem Smith, a.k.a. Coach K. He will always be Coach K to me. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious January 16th, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, everything that you want to say, everything that you want to do, everything that you want to be doesn't have to go on the internet. There is a such thing in this world called discretion. Everything doesn't have to be a secret, but everything doesn't have to be on blast either. And just remember, whatever you put out there can be put on you. It can be put out against you. That's like when they say, whatever you say can and will be used against you. That's sort of how the internet is. Very rarely do the things that we put out there, especially when we do things when we are in our spirits, in our feelings, in our own way, do we put things out there that are positive. We often put things out there that we would rather not have shown back to us. Ain't that funny how people put they shit out there? They be like, you gonna throw this back up in my face? No, I'm just showing you a mirror. That's all. Not throwing it in your face. It never left you. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. And I'm putting that out there on the internet. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Okay. So, I want y'all to have a good night. Happy MLK Day. I hope that today served y'all well in whatever capacity that it did. We will be back tomorrow for another Daily Go Get-Emism show, 7 p.m. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right. So, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.